Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply, are you protected? Are you protected? We live in a society that's fascinated with protection. Just think about it, my friends. We get in our cars and they're equipped with airbags and seat belts and locking doors and windows. You go home and there's an alarm system that we press in order to get in and to get out. And yes, my friends and neighbors, protection even applies to our country because there are military troops deployed all over the world just to make sure that in the event of some type of world catastrophe, the United States is protected. Well, protection also has a value in this Christian life. You remember the Bible says in Psalms 3:3, but our Lord is a shield for us. He's our glory and the lifter of our head. Then we discover in Psalms 119:114 that God is our hiding place and our shield. Then it's further exemplified in Psalms 144:2, when we discover that God is our goodness, our fortress, our high tower, our deliverer, our shield. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God is specializing also in protection. But everyone that is protected has to know what they're being protected against. Obviously, you know the airbags protect your physical body against a car crash. So what are we protected against in Christ? The Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief comes not but to kill and to steal and to destroy. Then we're advised in 1 Peter 5:5-8 to be sober and be vigilant. Why? Because our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walks around seeking whom he may devour. So in order for us to excel and advance in this Christian life, we've got to know that we must be protected at all times. Can I give you 3 P's of protection, my friends and neighbors? That first one is preparation. Yes, my friends, nothing prepares us quite like preparation. You see, even athletes, professional athletes, have to attend practice. I don't care if you're an actor or a singer, you're going to have to go to rehearsal. And by the same token, in this Christian life, we've got to prepare. We're advised in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be prepared at all times. Bible study prepares us. Reading the Word of God, praying prepares us. Rejoicing prepares us. So many things that we do. We can study, we can pray, we can do so many things to be prepared. I ask you, my friends and neighbors, how prepared are you? See, there are some people who won't leave the house unless they set their alarms. They've got to press the code and wait for the timer to go down, and then they leave the house. Well, how many times do we employ those same principles when it comes to our spiritual lives? Do we leave the house without praying? Do we leave the house without having prayer with our family and Bible study? Do we leave without a scripture in our heart that we can quote and memorize? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to reach deep down and say, I'm committing myself to be prepared. That second P in our formula says that we also protect ourselves by our peculiarity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's the thing that makes us different as saints of God. Remember, the Bible tells us in Exodus 19:15 that if we'll obey the voice of God and keep his covenant, then we will be a peculiar treasure unto him. Yes, my friends, then we discover in Titus 2:14 that God has made us a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be peculiar. See, when people go to the zoo, they don't go to the zoo to see dogs and cats and rabbits. They can see those animals anywhere. They don't go to the zoo to see skunks or armadillos. They can see those all the time. They go to the zoo to see the peculiar creature. Don't you recognize, my friends and neighbors, that your peculiarity is attracting people to you? They like you not because you're just like everybody else, but because you're peculiar. You're unique. You're different. I always say that nobody goes to McDonald's because it reminds them of Burger King. Everyone wants to be around something peculiar. And yes, my friends and neighbors, as saints of God, we're protected by our peculiarity. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 14:2 that we are a holy people unto the Lord, that the Lord has chosen us to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are on the earth. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you were destined to be peculiar. See, and when you're protected, right is when you're peculiar. Yes, yes, it's when you attract more people and when people are afraid that when the enemy doesn't bother you because he knows you are different. Last but not least, my friends, we can protect ourselves with positivity. Yes, my friends, it's the positive saint that is always well protected, the one that can rejoice under all situations. You remember when Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, what did they do? They embraced an exercise of positivity. They walked around the city for several days, and every time they did it, they were in the spirit of rejoicing. Remember the Bible says in Psalms 144 and 15, happy is the people that's in such a case. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. My friends, how happy are you? Do people see positivity all over you? Do they know that you're happy when things are going great and when they're not going as planned? Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Bible tells us in Psalm 95 and 1, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Yes, my friends, we can excel and advance at all times and protect ourselves at all times by being positive, peculiar, and prepared. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.